Hey, Tacoma, what's up? John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, always respectfully, and from time to time, optimistically. Sorry, this program is not one of my optimistic ones, so hear me out. In its simplest sense, I think optimism is a state of mind that one can have when one thinks that things are probably going to turn out okay. Things might turn out okay climate-wise for our species, however, it's already turned out poorly for earlier victims from climate change in general and from fossil fuel pollution in particular. I'm talking about folks who breathe fossil fuel emission particles and die prematurely, folks who have died in forest fires exacerbated by drier, hotter summers, hurricanes that carry more water and thus more flooding than they would absent the effects of global warming. It's too late for optimism for those folks who have already been impacted by climate change in the most severe way possible, and that's through their deaths. But what about the rest of us? There is a core metric that in one single simple data point, in a certain sense, contains all significant climate data points, and that is the measurement of the concentration of carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere and in the ocean. Those concentrations continue to increase unabated despite all of the rhetoric that gets expended about fossil fuel emissions and addressing climate change. We have an insanely profitable and wealthy worldwide industry extracting, refining, transporting, and marketing fossil fuels. Exxon, Shell, Chevron, Total, BP, ConocoPhillips, they had a combined profit of $90 billion for 2021. That's not sales, that's profits. And among all of the major energy sources in the world, fossil fuels still provide about 80% of the world's energy. That's after hydro, nuclear, solar, wind, geothermal, and other miscellaneous non-fossil fuel sources. So while growth in renewable is encouraging, that growth isn't keeping up with worldwide growth and demand for energy. The number of oil rigs drilling new wells has jumped by 10% just since the start of this year. And the International Energy Agency predicts total U.S. production in 2022 will break records. In the meantime, the fossil fuel industry enjoys all kinds of perks like outdated royalty rates, non-competitive leasing, plus a myriad of tax breaks. The nonpartisan Taxpayers for Common Sense estimates the oil and gas industry receives $3.1 billion through preferential tax treatments and $1.7 billion through special treatment of oil and gas leasing systems each year. In the last 10 years, the oil and gas industry has received $93 billion in taxpayer subsidies. We are paying those folks to pollute our environment. Yes, the fossil fuel industry can rightly say they are just meeting demand for their product. It's reminiscent of Mexican drug cartel lords saying they wouldn't be shipping all those drugs to the United States if the American public wasn't demanding them. And there's an element of truth in that. The public in polling turns to be quite concerned about climate change and pollution, but mostly they are saying that somebody else should change their behavior, bear the costs, deal with the transitions, not them. Case in point, most airlines have a checkbox when a person is buying a ticket that allows them to purchase a carbon offset, something that, if carefully handled, does to an extent ameliorate the carbon dioxide created by transporting that passenger. And it's not much in the terms of bucks, maybe $10 for a transcontinental flight, yet almost no one clicks on that box. So we are not really changing our behavior either here or in most other countries. Oh, by the way, Costa Rica is a beautiful exception to this situation, with 95% of its energy coming from clean sources. So with proper leadership and working policies, it can be done. It's true that my optimism meter tends to go up and down some. Last year, I was optimistic that we might take on some real climate change mitigation at the federal level, but so far, reality has fallen far short of hopes. In the meantime, it appears the U.S. Supreme Court is on the verge of gutting the EPA's ability to regulate fossil fuel emissions. War has broken out, and the world fossil fuel industry is using that sad situation to try and leverage even more favorable treatment for themselves. So I'll be somewhat optimistic from time to time as positive events show up on the climate change radar, but I'll be consistently optimistic about the future when I see the world and the people that make up the world population consciously taking on significant steps to end our fossil fuel pollution and adopt sustainable agricultural processes to be keeping promises made to future generations. And we'll know when that's happened because the ever-increasing amount of greenhouse gases in our atmosphere and our oceans will have leveled off. At that point, we'll no longer be adding to the mess, and we can begin working on cleaning things up. And then I'll be permanently optimistic. May God give me the grace to see that day. And in the meantime, we have work to do, lots of work to do. I'd love to hear from you about this or any other show or with ideas for the future. You can contact me at John, J-O-H-N, at cclTacoma.org. The CCL part is for Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm an activist with Citizens Climate Lobby. Check it out. Good people, good ideas, working for a livable future. Not CCL, find somebody else that you like and go to work with them. Also, a reminder that this program and all other locally produced programs are available on the KTAH website. Just do an internet search, find the website, and you'll find the archive under programming. It's been great talking with you today, as always. And here I am once again, reminding you, live like the mountain is out. Take care.